Another special edition of the Shooting USA Podcast, special 2013 SHOT Show live from the Bushnell booth. My guests this time, Scott and Tom Spooter and J.D. Patinsky. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having us.
Well, we got a number of things we want to talk about. Invictus is continuing to be successful. You guys are continuing to grow.
Absolutely.
And we're integrating Bushnell product. I was involved in a blunderbuss event that y'all had with some guys who were... out of Los Angeles movie type guys,
yep,
who were, you know, many of them first time shooters, first time handling any type of firearms, much less the state of the art stuff we were messing with that particular day. And one of the things that stuck with me, as I've shared with you, Scott, is there were guys who had never fired any kind of long range rifle or any rifle for that matter. And they were behind an HDMR scope with the Horus reticle, and they were able to take windage and elevation correction calls from a trained spotter, one of the guys in the Invictus crew, and they were able to make hits out 600, 800 yards. It was fantastic.
Absolutely. Actually, we take them out to 1,000 with the AIAX. Like you said, guys that have never fired a scope rifle with 30 minutes of training and another 30 minutes on the range are able to, you know, to make those shots. It's amazing.
It's remarkable stuff. A big portion of that is the instruction from guys who have the real world capability, the real world experience.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing we pride ourselves on in Invictus is, it's very simply put, we stay within our experience base. Everything that we do from a training perspective and instruction perspective is not any great concept that was derived. There's no Invictus way. There's ways that have been, you know, proven on the battlefield, and it comes from, you know, a lot of experience and a lot of time in combat and a lot of time in high stress training. And we found that when we run our business that way, there's really not a lot to talk about. We don't have anything to sell. We have experience-based training to offer.
That's excellent. Tom, you play a big part in that, too.
Yeah, a big part of, like you had mentioned, is the level of training. You know, and I mean, there's a lot of good shooters out there. I mean, incredible shooters, a lot of guys that know how to shoot. And the big thing with us is because we've been teachers almost all of our military careers in special operations is number one, we enjoy teaching, and number two, we got pretty good at it. You know, as far as being able to translate what's in our minds, you know what I mean, and articulate that to the customer to enable them to make that 1,000-yard shot or the 600 from it with a guy who's never shot a scope rifle before, you know. And then the enjoyment behind that is taking those people that would never have done that before in their lives and seeing the look on their faces, you know, after they do it, and knowing that afterwards they're just going to be talking to everyone, you know, about that shot that they took. Maybe they mention us, maybe they don't. But
yeah,
I mean,
pretty sure they won't.
Nah, I can guarantee you they will, because I watched that group of guys connect with you all as teachers, and before any words even came out of y'all's mouth, there was clearly a draw. You had their attention, and I think that's part of the recipe for success that you all bring. You command the attention of your students, and then you have the capability to communicate with them and help them get an understanding of any of the concepts you're trying to deliver. And that's something that's not across the board. That's something that's unique, I think, to what you guys bring. That's an interesting statement.
That it is. But I mean, when you say that, and I think Tom kind of laid out there, and I think the reason for that is the time spent truly being instructors and teachers and trainers. You know, it's one thing to have subject matter expertise in something and be able to execute flawlessly, and we know folks like that. It's another thing to be able to translate and teach that, and it's just that simple. And we've successfully bridged that gap in the training world.
That's excellent.
And the other thing is, too, is we're really good at addressing and assessing our audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just like you said, those guys were as far opposite as us,
right?
You know what I mean, as far as a way of life, as a culture and everything. But to be able to adapt to, not adapt, but to assimilate, you know what I mean, all of who they are into what we're training and delivering, using the right words, the right techniques, the right kind of stuff to make them feel like what you were saying, you know what I mean? So there's not this it creates that environment that's almost like a trusting environment where it's okay to say, I don't know how to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Or it's not all that tough guy stuff comes out. Or, hey, we're there to learn. We're there to shoot. You know what I mean? Let's get it on.
And I think it comes across beautifully. And just so all of the listeners know, we have in the works Shooting USA profile of one of these particular events. So you'll be able to actually see what this really looks like and what it really sounds like. So that's coming hopefully this year. Another big project, something that I'm a huge fan of, is the NRA Life of Duty and Forward March. Talk about that, because there's some very heavy content in that.
Yeah, you know, I can speak for Tom and I both, and for our, you know, our families who did it. When I can say we didn't want to do it, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was, is could we afford not to? And the answer was no. It was something that had to be done. It's something we're very passionate about. And what we're passionate about is raising awareness about PTSD and TBI in our fellow veterans, and more so in the American population. Tom and I both we continue to live with and fight through and thrive and live with, you know, the scars of war. As Tom likes to refer to it as, is soldier's heart. PTSD, it's got many different names, but at the end of the day, the one thing that's not going on is it's not being talked about. Suicide rates are up, depression's up, alcoholism's up, families are falling apart, and this is our veterans. These are our warrior class who take care of our nation, and it's our job as warriors to speak out about it and let folks know what's going on, and it's okay to ask for help. That's the biggest thing. You know, is to raise awareness. We didn't do Forward March to say we have, you know, the magic riddle or the magic pill to help people get better. We're not, you know, in a million years will we think that. We're here to share our experience. It's just like our training.
Right, absolutely.
All we can do is tell you what happened, what we've done, what we've been through, what we're doing to, you know, to try to get better.
Once again, though, you two, the brothers Spooner, have the unique ability to engage people from all walks of life and immediately command their attention, no matter what it is you're talking about. And I think whether you realize it or not, you're applying that ability in this capacity. I know, having watched that film a number of times, that I'm moved by it. I know you guys personally, and I'm moved by it. And as I look at it and I take myself out of our relationship as friends, and I look at it and I think to myself, there are thousands upon thousands of other guys just like this. I can't express, I don't think right now, the gravity of that effort that you all are putting forth.
Yeah, and I think specifically with you also, the effect that it had was you were part of our veteran experience, you know, at
right.
the Blunderbuss. So so you had that experience
right.
and then the experience of the Life of Duty. So it was...
I'll say professionally, you know, that... that's not a flash in the pan for us. We have been doing things like that, as you well know, you know, prior to that, and it's something that we incorporate into our business model. It's one of those things that our customers get whether they want it or not.
Right.
You know, and I say that as it's our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility to continue to be willing to be honest and open about where we are and what we've dealt with, and that's where the healing begins, and that's where folks. Other, you know, guys that are tough guys, so to speak, have the ability to then come over to us on the side or send us an email or send Tom an email or one of their wives sends our wives an email and say, hey, you're talking about my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking the issues you're talking about. And that's the deal. It's like, yeah, everybody, you're not unique.
Right.
You know, in fact, it's normal. That's the biggest. If there was something to get out, message wise, is that it's normal to be messed up.
Right.
If you're not, you're either psychotic or a sociopath. So it's better. It's
right.
better to say, hey, you know, I've got some issues.
Right.
You know.
Once again, talking with the brothers Spooner, Scott and Tom of Invictus, and JD Patinsky, New Horizons. We got a new agreement. Invictus is going to be expanding their footprint. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, good friend of ours for a long time now is JD Patinsky, who's CEO of Northern Red. he was running a company with the same type values, same type vision as Invictus, and we began to talk, and the talks came about, it was very simple. We can be very successful as individuals doing this. Mm-hmm. You can run your company. We can run ours. We can have success. He had growth and expansion on the horizon. We have growth and expansion on the horizon. You know, this is a case where 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an exponential growth and increase in capability and taking those two markets and bringing them together. And the other thing is it's non-standard, you know, in the way of let's not fight each other for business. Let's get together and let's join forces and let's make a difference. You know, we were heavy into the tactics and we still will be. JD was a lot heavier into the shooting side. Mm-hmm. That's something that we did from a precision aspect. You know, we're more tactical based shooting. JD is an amazing shooter. He's an amazing businessman. He comes from the same tactical background that we do. And he shared our vision and our goals. And one thing led to another. We continued to talk. And we agreed that it was time to go formal. And I'll tell you, JD was humble enough to walk away from his brand, a brand that was very successful, and come underneath and come full time as a managing partner under the Invictus flag. And we couldn't be happier to have him. And I'm going to turn it over to JD and let you get to know him.
Yeah, JD, tell us a little bit about your background, what you've done so far, and how we get to the point where we are now.
Right. So I spent my time in the military at 3rd Special Forces Group, Green Beret on Fort Bragg. Spent some time in the private contracting world, and then was a director of training for a decent-sized company. Eventually went out, like we all do, and create a better mousetrap and do it on our own. So like Scott was saying, I had Northern Red up and running for about 2 years, and we realized some pretty decent success and met these guys. And kind of just to echo what Scott was saying, you can get at this on your own, but obviously you guys know Tom and Scott, great guys to be involved with, and we saw that was a great future for us. And one of the big things that we, one of the opportunities that we're stepping into is, you know, we are a services-able veteran-owned small business, and we're getting a little bit larger on the government services side, particularly in training, but it gives us the opportunity to bigger units to have more access to us. So it's one of the things of kind of getting together gives us the opportunity to do. And obviously, all the stuff we're pushing out into in the training.
Outstanding. What do you guys see on the horizon? I mean, what's the next step? What's the next big thing we're going to be doing?
Yeah, I think on the training side, we have a strategic partnership with a company called Oak Grove Technologies. We just had a 12,000 square foot shoot house built to Tom and Scott spec, which is a phenomenal facility. And in the tactical shooting community, you know, where we're at now, 2013, you have an educated consumer. A lot of people have been out shooting. They've shot with a lot of top guys. They understand the marksmanship piece, but it's time to move into tactics. And there's a standard that exists for doing a lot of that stuff, particularly CQB. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been at war for over a decade. Guys like Tom Spooner have a ton of experience doing that. And one of the things we're going to do is push into CQB, a lot of UTM or SIM work, some force-on-force stuff, and push the tactics, particularly at that facility.
Neat. How many guys are we talking about now under the name Invictus? I met many of the guys at that last event. How many guys are we?
Right now we're four guys full time. Okay. Everything else is on an IC basis.
Good.
Yeah.
But the family's large. You know,
yeah.
there are the guys that some guys that are still working, some guys that aren't that are flying our flag and are standing by to come do stuff.
Great.
Yeah, I want to jump in there on what JD was talking about when he hit the Sims and the UTM is that moving into 2013, JD also brought up standardization. You know, there needs to be a standards established, and one of those needs to be is opposed-based training. And everything that we do is based on opposition. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to train in a sterile environment. It's one thing to train in an environment that's very forgiving, but it's another thing to train in an environment where you're truly opposed. Because until your tactics, techniques, procedures, or your good idea fairy ideas have been put to the test, they're not validated.
Right.
And the thing that we need to address here in America is America's changed forever. And it's never going to be the same. In the days of looking at law enforcement operations and saying that law enforcement, you guys are talking about military, that's combat. Walking into an active shooter scenario is a combat operation.
Absolutely,
it is
right.
An offensive movement to contact, and the rules are the same as the rules are when we were overseas.
Right.
And so that being said, you need to understand and put your tactics against opposed-based training, and that's what we offer. And we have the experience, you know, the many years' experience as training, you know, as trainers and as, you know, operators, to set up these scenarios to test your tactics. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to say you're going to do something when someone starts shooting at you, or say you're going to do something when someone has a knife, but are your tactics really solid enough? And can you develop a frame of reference in a training environment that will facilitate you effectively executing that when the call comes in? And it's what we've got. It's what we have to get out there.
It's terrific. I mean, and again, it's not something that just anybody can do. You have to have the experience. You have to be a teacher, first and foremost, and you have to understand all of the modern technology that's involved.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of things that go into this to make this happen.
Yeah, and to understand, you know, what Scott was talking about, opposed, it really comes down to decision-making under pressure.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, an active shooter, a CQB scenario. How do you make decisions under pressure? And, you know, Tom had a great line last time we were out teaching together. He said, hey, you know, people think decision-making is between good and bad. It's not. It's making decisions between bad and worse.
Right.
And that's where you really test what you're doing and your tactics and TTPs. Hey, how fast can I make decisions between bad and worse? Those are the ones that take some thought. So a lot of stuff that we get to push in those scenarios once the tactics are installed.
Exciting stuff. How can people learn more? How can people find out more? How can we put the audience right now in touch with what you all are doing to learn more about everything?
Right now you can go to www.invictus.com to the website. We've got a Facebook page, which is Invictus AGI. Right now, JD's still in the process of transitioning everything from a marketing perspective from Northern Red over. So Northern Red site's still up and running, and that's on Facebook as well. Northern Red's website, that's northernred.com, as far as looking at JD's background and what he's bringing to the company. That's really about it right now. Of course, go to nralifeofduty.com. And go into Patriot Profiles for March. There's three different videos there, and there's more videos coming out.
Fantastic. Guys, thanks for the time.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.